This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, listeners, friendly reminder that we now have a Patreon. If you like what you hear, you can support the pod. Each week, we release video casts of the episodes, mini bonus episodes, reviews of clips submitted by subscribers, behind-the-scenes content, merch discounts, thirst traps, and more. Support our work for as low as $3 a month. Just go to patreon.com/girlsonporn. Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Before we introduce the topic, we have a moist little segment for you today.
69 seconds of sex news.
We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
Apparently, Rock, Paper, Scissors started as a sex game. A UK-based historian named Katie Charlewood recently took to TikTok to explain that Rock, Paper, Scissors originally started as a Chinese drinking game and then traveled through Japan in the 17th and 18th centuries, becoming popular in brothels. Charlewood goes on to explain that the game translated to different forms of foreplay and that scissors was the move to cut away clothing. But a hard rock beats scissors, so...
Turkish researchers believe they found the G-spot. Thank God! They studied 89 women who underwent operations to repair weakness of the vaginal front wall and found that there was a remarkable decrease in orgasm in these patients. It suggests that the G-spot was damaged during surgery, thus confirming its approximate location. However, the studies only followed these women for 6 months post-op, so let's give it time.
Fubbing is ruining relationships. Fubbing is a mashup word combining phone and snubbing, and is most often applied to describe when a romantic partner is ignored in favor of looking at a cell phone. Turkish researchers are back again to say that fubbing is problematic behavior that can damage marital satisfaction. It triggers negative mood and feelings of ostracism. Just wait to look at your phone in the bathroom like everyone else.
In early 2023, the Grammy-nominated artist Lotto listed her used panties on eBay. She started the bid at 99 cents, and the bidding war got all the way to nearly $100,000 before eBay took it down for violating their terms of use. And you know what? That's a nice setup for today's topic.
Panties.
Panties. You know what? I have to say, I'm surprised we haven't done this topic before. I mean, we've done lingerie. I guess we've done, like, stockings or pantyhose.
Mm-hmm.
But we haven't done specifically panties. And I'm shocked by that because I love panty sniffing.
Yeah. Did we do panty stuffing?
I don't think we did panty stuffing. I think we've we've talked about panty stuffing in other videos.
In the context of other videos, yes.
But also panties as a plot device.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Very popular in the porn
Important space.
Yeah.
Yes.
Panty stealing, you know, there's a lot about panties. They are the inciting action.
Yes, you know. Panties can often be the center of an inciting incident that kicks off the plot of a porn.
Yes.
That's a good point. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's definitely an element in at least, I guess, both of the porns that we'll discuss.
Yes.
on the other side of the break.
But yeah, I love panties. I'm a fan of them. I'm a fan of leaving them on during sex and watching porn. I like it shows that there's an immediacy, you know?
Yeah.
We can't wait to take the panties off.
Yes.
And I love when like partners like sniff my panties, like either like before they take them off or even after they take them off and they hold them. I find that so hot to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot tips for being hot with Rachel.
Yeah.
If you're lucky enough to date her.
Yeah. It's really, really sexy.
Yeah.
I also like pulling on panties. You know what I mean? You know, wedgies with panties. Yeah. And I mean, like, I get it. It makes sense. It's a very common fetish. You know, it's most common among heterosexual males. But obviously anyone of any sexual identity or gender identity can have a panty fetish.
It's a very accessible fetish, you know?
And it makes sense because they have like a various array of like accoutrements, like fabrics, you know? There's like a sensory thing there. They can be silky, soft, lace. But also, I mean, they're the thing that's closest to genitals.
Yeah.
You know, they're the barrier.
And the carrier.
Yes.
You know, that's why we like to sniff them.
Yes.
We're just getting like a nice whiff of the, just like the concentrated eroticism of this person. It's like literally shoving their genitals in your face.
Yes. Yeah. They get wet. They get soaking. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you have a panty fetish, you might, you know, be like, you know, aroused by watching other people wear them. You might even like to wear them yourself. And people who like to wear them, I think that there is, you know, specifically with like, again, like heterosexual males, I think that there is obviously like a taboo factor at play. Like, they've been told like in society that like, those are just for girls. Like, how dare you?
Yeah. We don't feature the like cross-dressing aspect of panties in either of the videos we talk about, but there was one that we were considering that was like, oh yeah, this is hot to me. Like, straight presenting cis guy putting on lady panties is hot to me. Also, fun fact, pants just means underpants in British.
I've made that mistake. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just to warn my listeners.
And we know because we've fucked British guys.
That's how you find out. You know, is you got to be specific when you're talking about pants or panties, et cetera.
What's happened? Was there something that specifically happened to you?
There was nothing that happened. It just came up. And I was like, wait.
Really?
Because it was used in a sentence. Like, I got to figure out what pants to wear. It's like, we've decided on the pants. And it's like, oh, which panties? Like, oh, got it.
Yes.
What are we wearing under the pants, you see?
I had an instance where my ex's sister, we like jumped in the water on like New Year's Day in like the freezing cold. And then she was like changing out of her swimsuit and she was like, I can't find my pants. And I was like, oh, they're right here. And she's like, no, my pants. And I was like, are these not
your pants?
And she's like, my underwear. And she was like, oh.
Who's on first?
Yeah. I was like, are these not pants?
Are these not pants?
What do we call these?
Your trousers? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so and similar to like other fetishes, like balloons, people who have a panty fetish, they're going to be particular about what kinds.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like part of the fetish is like actually the personal preference. Like, are we, or even just the way that the kink varies.
Yes.
That some people, it is about the panty sniffing. It's about wet panties. Some people, it's about wearing panties that are emasculating for a masculine person. Some of it, it's about just being, close to the thing that belongs to the person, like wanting the dirty taboo thing. Yeah.
Also, really quickly, I just wanted to say, a lot of panty I found this from kinkly.com. Many panty fetishists actually enjoy, like, softcore pornography because they like the panties.
Yeah. The softcore of it all is the appeal because it implies the panties. Interesting. Yeah, like, softcore is, like, a great place to find the panty fetish because most porn... Or just ripping it off. Or just starting naked.
Yeah.
That's sometimes the thing.
Also, Pornhub's year in review for 2022, Texas's top search in 2022 was panties.
How sweet.
I know.
Yeah.
I want to talk a little bit really quickly about panty stuffing.
Okay. Yeah.
Because that's a big thing too. And unfortunately, not in this app we're going to talk about. But we've talked about it before. I mean, the internet's a little divided. Like I was like reading on Reddit about whether or not like women like this. But I would assume like it seems like the act of like obviously panty stuffing is where you put the wet panties, you ball them up, you put them inside a person's vaginal opening and then you pull them out. I feel like the act of pulling them out
would feel good.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like the act of like slowly pulling them out.
I could, yeah, definitely. I think that would feel good in a like, not like you whip them out and I have an orgasm kind of way, which I don't think is what you're saying. So much as just like a tantalizing, like,
yeah.
Oh, that'd be a nice sensation. It would be akin to me to just like someone tracing their fingers along my like clit or just like labia, et cetera, like whole vulva, that like, that it's just a teasing, fun thing to do.
It seems like most of these women on this Reddit post were like, I would rather die than put that in there.
Wow.
like everyone was like, absolutely not. That sounds like putting like a dry napkin, you know?
Oh, I see.
Everyone's like, that sounds horrible. Who would like that? And then people were like, I've done it. It wasn't that great. Like there was no one really like standing up for the panty stuffers.
Interesting.
And I can't really speak to it because I've never done it, but I have seen it in a lot of porn. And I feel like the act of like slowly pulling it out like a magician is always seems to be like the thing that's hot, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can understand both arguments. I mean, you want to be wet down there and in theory, what you're doing is like sopping it up, you know, right. Like you're soaking up the wet and potentially robbing yourself of it. But it's also hot to be like, what if I'm so wet that you have to mop it up and then I'm still wet?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a tall order, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it just appeals to me as a fun, playful thing to do, you know? Like, let me get my panties wet, like, chew on me through the panties.
Oh, I love that. I love
then
that.
Then take the panties off, then stuff them into me, then whip them out, and then spit on my pussy and let's keep going.
Yeah.
Like, no problem.
I love anything through the panties, pulling the panties to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Hot. Really hot.
Yeah.
I also just want to really quickly, because this is my favorite thing, on Urban Dictionary, the how to use it in a sentence.
Yeah. Oh, great.
I'm going to do this a little reading for you.
Oh, I love reading.
You, that girl working in the Hollister over there is too fine. Me. The blonde? 2 weeks ago, I took that stuck-up bitch to get some eats at a swank little place downtown, and she didn't even offer to pay her half of the bill. So I took her to the bathroom and gave her twat and dirty little mouth a panty stuffing for dessert.
Wow.
Who offers this up?
You know, when you casually use it in a sentence, for example. Yeah,
for example. Oh, I took that stuck-up little bitch to get some eats at a swank little place downtown.
And she didn't even offer to pay her half, so I stuffed her panties in her mouth for dessert.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I mean, it's kind of hot, but, like, only if the girl not paying is, like, an eager brat and wants that.
And wants that, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, selling panties. Selling used panties. Very popular.
You thought about it?
I've considered it. I haven't done it.
It's crossed my mind. I can't explain this, but there's something about someone having my DNA.
Yeah, that kind of scares me. Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know what they're going to do with it.
They're
going to
plant it on a crime scene.
Rachel has thought about this.
100%. They're planning it on a crime scene. Where is that CSI storyline? You know?
Yeah.
No. I sold them online. I can show you.
Yeah. We have to like go for the receipt of the transaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have to prove that there was no other prior connection with the.
I've thought about it. But I have to say that I'm so boring when it comes to the type of panties that I wear that I don't think, like, do you know about my full coverage, like, high rise?
Well, I do. We talk about them all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finally, this is the reverse where I'm like, do you think we haven't mentioned this on the show or talked about it in real life?
Yeah.
More in real life than on the show.
Yes.
Because you have a reputation to uphold.
Yeah.
Wait, real question. Do you wear sexier underwear when you know you're gonna fuck, or do you just not give a shit and you wear your cute little granny panties and they're just lucky to have you?
Depends. Like, now at this point in where I'm at in one relationship, like, I'm wearing the granny panties. He doesn't care.
Yeah, of course.
But, like, when I first started hooking up with him, like, I wore a thong on our first date and he actually ripped it off and it was so hot.
Wow.
He, like, peeled it off like it was fucking tissue paper. Literally just stripped her. I love that. I love when a guy like tears your.
That's hot.
That's the only reason that I like thongs, you know, because I'm like, who cares? They're nothing. Just rip them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a gamble. Some people will be like, hey, I paid for that. But like,
right.
It's fucking hot. Yeah. It's worth it to me. It's worth it in the moment. Done well.
I don't love, but like for the most part, I've got a lot to hold. So I I prefer full coverage, you know. And it's like, it's cute. It's like retro, you know, it's like a highlight. Like the Brazilian style.
I definitely have some like retro, like just true cotton panties. That I actually think are sexy because of the like nostalgia and the cut. Like
should
a high rise
for our Patreon for our Patreon subscribers.
Are they available at the moment?
I'm wearing them. I'm not wearing pants.
Let me see.
Oh, well, I mean, I am wearing pants.
Okay.
You know?
Oops, we dig the cut.
Hickey on my side.
That's a hickey?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Gonna get taken down probably and we get flagged on the internet for that.
I don't think that is gonna get taken down. That's not that bad.
Hopefully my tampon string wasn't hanging out.
Jesus Christ. We won them over and then we
just
pushed
them
away.
Just when you got horny, I just squashed it.
Yeah, talk about ruined orgasm. That's a different episode. Should we do the showdown?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. I wet my panties with nipple stimulation on a horny morning. Creamiest orgasm.
On a horny morning.
On a horny morning. Wow. I love a horny morning.
Me too. I don't use that phrase enough.
I love when a porn title is on a horny morning.
Yeah. That's actually a gift. Thank you for that.
It's poetic. Yeah. Also, that one was yelling, if that wasn't clear.
Yeah, I got that. Because you yelled.
All caps. Yeah.
Because you yelled. Okay. You deserve my dirty panties.
Yeah.
Straightforward, you know?
In a good way? Like, are we pleased and it's a gift or are we punishing someone?
I don't know. I read it as if it was a punishment. There's like some sort of like humiliation aspect there. You know? Like, I've tied
That's
you
probably
up
right.
And now you're going to sniff my dirty panties.
Yeah. Also, and, like,
oh my
what
God,
a lucky
you
boy.
Like it, you little freak. Yeah.
Yeah. That's hot.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
That was my dom side just popping out. Really
cool. Yeah. This one is, it's let's just go for it.
Okay.
I don't know why I felt like I need to preface it.
No, we've never done that before.
I never needed to. I mean, sometimes we do, but I was like, I don't know. I felt like I needed to disclaim it. Be like, I don't, let's see what we're in for
well,
here.
I don't
but
know. Yeah.
There's really nothing to be said. Thick babe took her panties off to get a ride and ended up sucking and fucking on the road.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Sucking and fucking.
I'm going for a little drive today, so maybe I just, that was the preface, is that I was like, maybe me later?
Maybe me, yeah. One of my coworkers, I'm obsessed with him, he says, yeah, like when someone's out, he's like, yes, I'd suck and fuck. I would suck and I'd
fuck. I would suck and fuck, you know?
Because it could be
That's
one or the
delightful.
Other. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I could, sometimes you just want one, yeah.
Can't get enough of my pussy scent squirting in my panties.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Straightforward. I also have a very straightforward one. Sniff my cheerleader panties.
Oh.
Interesting, though. What's a cheerleader panty? Is it a thing or is it more just I'm a cheerleader and these are my panties?
I think it's a thing because it's like what they wear underneath their little skirts because they're always showing
like
them
special
off.
Special ones. You know? You know, they're always showing them off.
Listen, they're always doing those kicks and
those
flips.
Girls with their legs in there are just showing off their special panties.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Well, because also they have to match. They also have to be wearing the same one.
And they have to be like full coverage and they have to like stay put a certain kind of way.
Imagine the humiliation forgetting your cheerleading panties and you have to go to the football game and everyone sees like your little like Looney Tune panties.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you do? They must have extras. They must be prepared for this. Coach has extras in the office.
Yes, she does. Okay. My turn. Pretty twink in pink panties gets his smooth ass drilled by a muscular lad.
I like that twist at the end.
I know.
A muscular lad.
I love a muscular lad.
Last one for me.
Uh-huh.
Instead of anime, he pulled my panties back and come inside my tight and virgin pussy.
Instead of anime.
I guess the plans were anime and the afternoon
anime and chill.
Took a turn. Yeah, anime and chill instead. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes things don't go as planned.
The afternoon takes a turn, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, last one from me. Walking hand job in beautiful panties in extreme.
A walking hand job.
I'm thinking
extreme.
In extreme weather conditions is where my mind goes. But that's just because, you know.
Everything about this hand
job.
Honestly, walking and giving a hand job is extreme
to
me.
That's like.
That's dicey.
Yeah, that's extreme sports.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't try that at home. You know,
I can barely walk at home. Yeah,
you know,
exactly. Be careful when you cross the street. Be careful handling that thing. No sudden movements. You know,
in my mind, it's like she's like holding his dick, like it's like a like you're holding someone like a toddler's
holding someone's hand.
You know,
to cross the street.
Like, stay back. Hold on.
Yeah, be safe.
Okay, we can go now. Come on.
Very good. Very good, Mark. All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Are you sniffing my panties, perv, with Sarah Ryder, Spy Fam?
Great introduction.
Yeah.
This is indeed from Spy Fam. We found it on X Hamster. We have no idea who this male performer is. So this is a little common trope you can find on the aggregates, where it's like a spy cam.
Yes.
But it's also a spy cam and also a vlog.
Yes, yes. I was going to say, like, the conceit of this is, like, it's a vlog webcam. I mean, the way that she navigates the tech is questionable.
I know.
We'll get to that in a moment. But basically, Spy Fam is like, the idea is like it's a hidden camera. So like, it's meant to feel voyeuristic. It's meant to feel real, although it's very, very staged.
Right.
That thing.
Yeah.
So Sarah Ryder is vlogging about shopping at the mall.
Her recent shopping trip.
Yes. She got some panties. Happy for her.
She got a bra. Yeah. You know, she got a new shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just suddenly so overcome, she has to jerk off.
Yeah.
Like you do. And then all of a sudden, her stepbrother's there. And she's like, he's like, your ride's here. So I'm like, wait, we have to go to school? What? Who vlogs before school? I was always running late. Like, I was like, I was lucky to make it in time.
Yeah.
I wasn't waking up early before school to vlog.
Also, it's clearly like...
Or even masturbate.
Yeah. Like, it's also clearly like her OnlyFans. I mean, like, later we find that out. Like, initially it's like, oh, you're just going to masturbate on camera right now.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I thought this was, like, your fashion blog.
Yeah, babe. The fun twist, though, is that we kind of find out, she's camming, sort of. I don't know. Yeah. They kind of justify it later in a way that I'm like, okay, respect. She is a slut on camera, and we're not meant to believe that she would just, like, randomly be chilling off for her vlog.
Right.
For her video blog. But yeah, the age of these people is unclear.
Amazing.
That's actually interesting to note is, like, this is a rare porn where they're not like, as my 19-year-old stepbrother and as my, but he's not older, so I guess it's less of a concern that they would need to do that. But the feeling is that they are in high fucking school? High school. Like, yeah, the feeling is that they're step siblings living together.
Yeah.
So swinging fast and loose, spy fam.
Right.
So he comes in, he's like, your ride's here. And then she leaves.
Yeah.
Camera keeps rolling. He goes back into the room and just surveys the area for a whiff of her, presumably.
Yeah. And is like,
is lucky to find. Oh, we should note that, like, so she masturbates with these panties and then she's, God, these are soaked. Takes those off.
Right.
Puts on fresh panties.
Fresh.
Heads out the door.
Yeah.
He comes in, finds the soaked panties, is like, wow, these are soaked. Mm-hmm. Puts them on his face, masturbates.
Snips them.
Hard scene cut.
Yeah.
She's back. She's like, oh, wow, did I leave this on all day? Like, notices her camera's on.
Yeah.
Here's a bit of movie magic. Looks at the camera.
Somehow can tell.
Somehow the camera has a built-in monitor.
Yeah, she can
tell.
That
has been recording all day. Somehow immediately jumps back several hours, we're meant to believe.
Yeah.
To see that he has masturbated on her bed.
Right. How dare.
Calls, dude, get in here. Calls stepbrother in.
Right.
She's into it. Surprise, surprise. You have a nice
day.
She's like,
hey, you actually have a, you have a nice day.
We're step siblings. Not that weird. They fuck.
Mm-hmm. She keeps her shoes on.
Yeah.
It's quite shallow humping. Did you notice? Did you clock that?
That when he's fucking her, he doesn't go very deep?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good point. I mean,
I was like, huh.
I think this is like your standard mainstream porn where he's being instructed to like show off his cock as much as possible.
Oh, sure.
And that it's less for her pleasure. And or maybe she doesn't like a deep dicking and she told him that and he honored her request. I'd like to believe that.
Yeah, I mean, okay.
I'd like to believe that she was like, listen, I know I'm a porn performer and all, but if you don't want to fuck me deep, I'm not mad about it.
Right.
She's a petite girl. She's a very skinny.
She's small,
petite little girl. Yeah. So like.
Yeah. I was confused on the camera angle because there was like one that was straight on that was supposed to be like the vlog. Like,
suddenly there's just other cameras.
And then there's another camera angle. And then there's also POV.
Yes. They're also just like planted.
Like I was like, does he have the camera now? Yeah.
They just work in random shots to be like, whatever, you bought into the conceit.
Yeah.
We're going to assume you don't understand how cameras work.
Right.
And we're just going to put these other shots in there. They're all voyeuristic, though. They're all either gonzo or like secret hidden cameras, which is an interesting choice.
Right. But she makes eye contact with one of them.
Yes. Yeah.
Like when she's sucking a dick.
I don't know. I'm not going to justify it for them.
Okay.
I'm not going to do the work for them. I think it's just spy fam is like, we have three setups that we usually do.
Yeah.
And we're going to do those setups. And we don't give a shit if they're justified in the plot. You know, like that.
Yeah, we don't care if you don't get it. Yeah.
That's it. And like, maybe sometimes there's other spy fam where they like have a reason for several hidden cameras.
Yeah.
And one in hand.
Who knows?
He whips out his phone and we didn't see that in this video. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's messy. It's mainstream sloppy porn.
Right.
You know, this is like what we expect.
But then at the end, she goes, oh, can't wait to put this on my blog. And he's like, what the fuck? What do you mean? You were recording? Which is illegal.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I mean, it's 2020. Everyone fucks themselves. Everyone films themselves fucking.
They do all fuck themselves too.
Yeah, they do that
too. That predated 2020 by a great deal.
Yeah, we already know.
Centuries.
That. Yeah. So.
Millennia.
She's going to put it online, which, you know, is illegal. So don't do that.
We had to be problematic in as many forms as possible.
Yeah.
You know, like he's sniffing her panties without her consent.
Yeah.
That's recorded. Uh-huh. She watches that without his consent.
Right.
Then she records, you know, it's all over the map.
Yeah.
We're just violating all kinds of
left and right, really.
Literal, like boundaries, but also laws, you know?
Yeah. Truly.
It's a fantasy space.
The only thing that got, I mean, I will have to say that I did feel a little, was when he was like sniffing and jerking.
Yes, exactly. I was like, I was surprised by finding how hot it was like, that he sniffed her panties and just like immediately went to town. I was like, this is hot.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm into
hot.
This.
It's
I
hot.
Like it.
Yeah. It's a hot thing.
I also think I'm like extra horny this week because I was watching this and I was like, I'm turned on and usually desensitized to this kind of porn. Like neither of the performers like particularly appealed to me, but I do think this category gets me.
Yeah.
Like I was just like meandering around and looking at stuff. I was like, I'm fully turned on it. 8 in the morning a couple days ago when I was like looking at which videos we should watch and was like, I guess I'm into panties and hadn't thought about that in a while. And it's nice when porn can inspire, you know,
so
something new to bring into the bedroom.
So true.
Your own bedroom. Isn't that one of the benefits of porn itself? But yeah, not much in this video that's great though. Like neither of the performers was particularly like thrilling to me or extra believable or like doing anything in the sex that was like special, you know, just like very basic mainstream porn.
Yeah.
He did eat her ass. I was proud of him for that.
Oh, yeah.
That was
good for him.
That was kind of a like, oh, they don't always do that kind of move.
Yeah.
Huh. And this panty sniffing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So points to him for creativity, but outside of
we'll
that.
We'll give it to him.
Sure.
You know.
All right. Let's talk about Caught Red-Handed.
Yes.
Featuring Adra Fox and Presley Hart.
Mm-hmm. We found this on Balesa.
Mm-hmm.
Presley and Adra like sitting on the grass. Adra's like wearing a shirt and Presley's like, that's so weird. I have that shirt. Are you sure it's not mine? And Adra's like, no, my grandma definitely got me this. And I was like, huh, interesting.
Yeah.
Storyline.
I definitely know that my grandma got me this. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I know for a fact. I was like, oh, okay. Grandma bought you a slutty top. Cool.
cool grandma.
And then Adra's like back in her room and she's like changing out of her clothes. And Presley walks by and is like, I knew you were stealing my clothes. Like, those are my fucking panties. Like, my panties. I put my initials in everything.
I put my initials on everything.
I know.
Killed me. Like, are we going to camp? What are you talking about?
Well, I think they're like supposed to be like in a sorority house. Oh, that's the vibe that I got.
That's a good point. I really just thought they were like roommates and was like,
no, I think that they're supposed to be like sorority sisters.
Do sorority sisters put their initials on stuff? I mean, it makes sense to. I guess you would want to, but it makes it feel more like camp. Like, it just makes sororities feel even more juvenile than I feel they are.
I don't know.
I have a judgment about sororities.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Clearly.
I mean, I have a whole judgment about Greek life. Listen, I know plenty of people that had like great experiences in sororities or fraternities, but I grew up in Colorado, big party school.
Yeah.
Fraternities, sororities mean danger to people like me.
Yes.
Rife with just rape culture. Anyway, so we learned that we put our initials on everything. Presley Hart is a tightwad and initials
Adra's
are
like,
panties.
Well, maybe it's because I like you. I have a crush on you.
Yeah.
And Presley's like, well, I don't really know what to do with that.
I loved that. It felt improv. Like, it felt like really fun improv like, that she was like, I don't know what to do with that information, actually.
Yeah, I don't really know.
I was like, that's real.
Yeah. And then somehow they hug and then they just start making out and hooking up.
Did we mention that Adra Fox is like nude for this conversation?
Oh, no, we
that's
didn't.
An important detail that she's just like topless.
I mean, she was
in
changing.
The panty. She's changing
in the panty.
But they're having this conversation. She's like, maybe I'm into you.
Yeah.
With just her very beautiful tits out. So
She's like, okay.
If I'm Presley Hart, I'm like, fair enough.
You know?
Yeah. Like, it's like a sweet little like,
okay.
I will be okay with that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That's me in porn, though. It's like me being like, and,
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And the answer is yes. I will happily indulge this crush that you have. You have great taste and
sign me up.
Incredible tits. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah. Adra Fox is hot, is I guess what I'm getting at.
Yeah. I got what
gorgeous bod and hot performer. She does a good job.
Mm-hmm.
This does fall in the category of like, pretty basic girl-on-girl porn stuff, you know? Like,
yeah. I felt like there was some good... So that we there's some tribbing. It's a lot of, like, over-the-panty stuff.
Yeah.
I felt like there was good hand stuff.
There was like, great hand like, stuff. There was great, like...
It was better than, like, what I would normally...
Yeah. They ate pussy and they, like, fingered each other with enthusiasm.
Yeah.
It still just, like, feels in the realm of, like, white girls delicately touching each other. And also we get a lot of... male gazey tribbing. Like, I liked that they were tribbing on legs first, because then we just mashed
like
our
tribbing
vulvas
over
together. And I was like, I mean, how long are we going to mash our vulvas together and pretend like this is going to do it for us? You know?
It was just sort of like dry humping.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Which I love to dry hump with panties on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Lurr.
I almost was like, more dry humping with panties on, less squishing the vulvas together naked. Like, I almost like didn't need that stop in the road, because I was like, it's just not... I don't know.
Yeah.
It's almost like it is a hot thing to do in the moment.
Yeah.
But when I see it in porn, I'm like, everybody's going to think this is it, you know, like that this is lesbian. This is the extent of lesbian sex. And they go on to do other stuff. We get great.
Yeah,
like,
they go down each other. There's lots of hand
work
stuff.
Work in the G-spot. Great penetration stuff. And
communication, too, I
like. Yeah. And some just like really enthusiastic, like trading of hands and mouths and stuff, which was nice.
Yeah.
I thought it was hot.
But I did love that there was a lot of, like, pulling of the panties to the side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was also one time where, like, Adra was, like, in, like, full plow, and Presley was just, like, licking back and forth.
Yeah.
Which I was like,
that was
that's hot. Yeah. I was like, that was hot.
Yeah, it got there.
I thought this video was hot.
I did, too.
You know?
Yeah, it got there. Yeah. It started being, like, Just that very delicate, pretty, soft girls touching each other slowly. Yeah. But then I was like, oh, no, but these performers are, like, really making the most of it. And, like,
they got
having
really
better, like, good sex, you know? Mm-hmm. It was hot. This one can go in my spank bank.
Agreed.
I'll allow it.
I'll allow it. And the other one, sadly, no, but I did feel a little twinge of horn.
A twinge of horn?
Yeah, when he was sniffing.
Yeah, I also got a twinge of horn, but it wasn't enough to return to.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah. Well?
Well, hey, thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at Girls on Pern. That's porn without the O. On our YouTube, youtube.com/@Girls on Pern. On our website, girlsonporn.com. And also on our Patreon, patreon.com/Girls on Porn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And know that a 5-star review really means a lot to us, just because of the nature of the show that we put out into the world.
We get haters.
So if you do leave us a 5-star review, we would love to thank you in the form of an Instagram tag, if you're comfortable with such things.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually any good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.